Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Upwards.
Psalm 46. All peoples, clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, we must fear, great King over all the earth. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne. It's an odd idea, but really, if Jesus was going to leave the physical world, the only possible direction he could go was up. Because if he went east or west or north or south, he'd still be here. And if he went down, he'd be underground. So the ascension is a sort of logical development from that thought. I've chosen the psalm and not the gospel because Matthew, who's the gospel this year, is the only one of the synoptics who doesn't mention Jesus ascending. So I went for this psalm, which I find amazing. If you think about it, the language, our language, is full of words and expressions that associate upward movement with something positive. Lift up your hearts, cheer up, raise your voice in praise, raise a cheer. And by contrast, if you like, don't be downhearted, don't let things get you down. We say that somebody's face fell. I could go on and on and on. Or think of the mountains in the Bible. Think of Ararat. Think of Tabor. Think of, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Or architecture. Think of the architecture of the great cathedrals. It soars. You've only got to look at Notre Dame or Chartres or St. Paul's in London or Florence or Cologne. All of these have this wonderful sense of upward movement in their very construction. Or think of the Sistine Chapel. It's amazing. Wherever you turn, there are wonderful frescoes. But what's the part of the Sistine Chapel we all go crazy for? It's the ceiling. It's up above us. It's really quite difficult to look at because you have to tip your head so far back. But it's there. It's up. It's upward that we look. And this psalm carries us up in the most extraordinary way, which makes perfect emotional sense in the context of the ascension. For me, at least, this is one of the very best of the Psalms, one of the ones that fills me with enthusiasm. The text, as I read it to you, is worth looking at. There's just 79 words, and they're all so simple that a very small child would understand them. 73 of these 79 words are monosyllables. Just one syllable. It couldn't be simpler. God is named six times. The Lord, twice. I know it's the same person, but I mean the term, the Lord, is used twice. Sing praise is repeated five times. And then there's the actual ascension in the second stanza. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Look at that. Look at the extraordinary sense of vigor, of energy. This is not floating up, not flying up. It's soaring, surging. And that That's another thought. That word surge, that comes from Latin. The Latin is surgere, and resurgere is the Latin word that's behind resurrect. So again, you see this sense of energy, of dynamism, because that's what the resurrection is. There are some studies of the Shroud of Turin that have suggested that the image of a crucified man, which is imprinted so mysteriously on the cloth, was caused by a sudden, intense burst of energy, a resurging resurrection. So all this leads me to think that there's a sense in which the ascension is an extension of the resurrection. The risen Lord invites us to move and to move upwards, to respond to him with the energy that he shows to us. It's not going to be particularly easy this Sunday, is it? Because some of us won't be able to go to church at all. Some of us will go to church, but we'll have to wear our face masks and observe social distancing. And none of this is conducive to the sense of community, the sense of shared joy, of shared mission. But that is what the ascension is about. So, all peoples, clap your hands, sing praise for God, sing praise.